Grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. According to John James and Russell Friedman, one major component of grief, yes, I said it, grief, is disappointment. You plan a picnic outside, you have everything set up and ready to go, and it rains outside, you're disappointed. You're disappointed because you wanted to have the picnic, you wanted to have all these other things, but now you can't. And so you suffer disappointment. Whenever we experience a major life change, you take all kinds of emotions, and you take disappointment, and you have grief. We find grief in the most unique of places, places that we'd never expect it, because it has to do with all of those things. It's not uncommon to see a bride on the day of her wedding, rejoicing at her wedding, but yet at the same time having it dawn on her that, well, the dinner table's not going to quite be the same anymore. Things are going to be different now. All of a sudden, life is going to have a different role in a different way. And so it's not uncommon for a bride in the midst of her joy to also experience grief. Grief is one of those unique elements. And we don't like to talk about it. And we don't like to talk about sometimes the elephant in the room. Today is all about stepping forward. We have our blanket ceremony today. And we love to rejoice, and we love the joy, but sometimes we forget that other side, that reality, that one of the things that we're celebrating is that life is changing. And while there is great joy in that, there's also that element that things are going to be a little different. No matter how it's different, it's going to be a little different. Maybe they're going to go off to college. Maybe they're going off to a trade school. Maybe they're just furthering their career for whatever it is that they're doing now. But no matter how you put it, change is coming. Major life change. I don't know how the disciples felt on that very first Pentecost day. I don't know. I don't know how they felt. I don't know what was running through their minds. But yet, at the same time, we know enough to make some maybe suggestions. They had gone through a lot of change. A lot of change. Jesus had gone to the cross. He had died. That's it. You die, you're done. And then he rose again on the third day. What joy they must have had. What rejoicing they must have had. But then just as things were starting to finally calm down and finally start to feel at least a little bit like it's kind of going to go back to normal, right when they're asking Jesus, "Are you right now going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" Instead, he ascends into heaven. And there must have been great joy with that. Their Lord, their Master, ascended into heaven. And they were commanded to wait. To wait. To wait for the Spirit to come to them in power. Just imagine what that would have been like. To be waiting. To know that something was going to happen, but you didn't quite know exactly what it was going to be. And so they waited. They waited. Even in our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus actually kind of talks a little bit about this. If we were to keep going with the reading, Jesus flat out says, there's going to be some sorrow, and then there's going to be some joy. And certainly the disciples are right in the midst of waiting and waiting. But then the day of Pentecost arrives. The time of Pentecost is there. And the Holy Spirit comes to them. And what do? In the midst of all of that change, in the midst of all of those things that are going on, they proclaim the Word of God. Peter stands and preaches. He stands and proclaims. And everybody hears in their own particular language. And he proclaims Jesus Christ. He proclaims the very message that they have been given, that they are to proclaim. That yes, the people that were gathered there are all sinners, but also yes, that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even for them. Even though some of them had been among the crowd that called for Jesus' crucifixion. Yes, even them. Christ had risen for them. A day is coming. We're gathered here for that day, aren't we? We're going to have a blanket ceremony. We're going to read our confirmation verse. We call it stepping forward. And sometimes we say we're stepping forward in faith. Sometimes we're talking about a milestone in our lives. But no matter which word you put on it, no matter how you word it or how you say it, it all amounts to the same thing. There is a change coming. And we're stepping forward in faith. And what an exciting moment that is. And what a moment, though we have all of this change going on, what a moment of joy and a moment of rejoicing. Stepping forward in their faith, the faith that they received so long ago in their baptisms, which was confirmed. And then now stepping forward. No matter what the life their life is going to be like, no matter where they're going, where they're heading, they're stepping forward. And there are many of us here who are gathered here today who remember what that's like, that fear, that anxiety, but also that joy and that excitement. Something different, something joyful. A time and moment to remind them of their faith in Christ Jesus, their faith in all that Christ has done as they step forward to their next stage. And even for us that are gathered here, things sometimes do seem a little different, don't they? Each week can be a new week. Each day is a new day. And sometimes there's differences, small and large. And each of those moments is an element where we ourselves are given that opportunity to step forward in faith, to step forward with that proclamation on our lips, that good news in our hearts, that message that we can tell not just ourselves, but that message that yes, we can even tell others, that yes, Jesus Christ died for you, no matter where you're at. No matter what sin you've decided to hold on to in your life, Jesus Christ died to forgive even that. And He rose again on the third day. And salvation is yours through faith. Faith in Christ Jesus. Faith in our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.